For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yo, what is going on? And welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I'm Ramzi Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. It's a little empty today. You can hear the echo in the room. Without Bridget Flores, hey. Co-executive director of Vibes, but Julio Monterosa is in the building. Julio, what's going on?
I'm letting the hair swing today.
Yeah. We're throwing it back. We're trying out a little different layout here. I kind of like it. I'm kind of liking the vibe.
Yeah, without Rich, it's always a great time.
Yeah, come on.
Throwback Thursday, baby.
Yeah, throwback Thursday.
Oh, we were in the trenches.
When we were in the, yeah, I mean, we were out here. We haven't been, maybe we've had one episode with us in the new studio.
Yeah,
the new studio. But yeah, I mean, you guys did a couple without me.
He was out here in Italy, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, well, then the first one I was out in Italy, the other one I was on the DL. I was sick. But yeah, but I mean, we're gonna make it. We're more than capable.
We make it do what it do, baby.
Yeah, we do what it do. But yeah, so let's start with some headlines, huh? Like we got some headlines going on in the world of football. Probably the biggest one. I don't know if you saw this, but the blue card announcement. So FIFA, or sorry, it wasn't FIFA. It was like the international like board of referees or something like that.
I saw Fabrizio reported it's gonna be. Now soon that if you get a blue card, you got to sit out 10 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, so in a sin bin. So they're talking about starting a trial on the whole blue card thing, which has been popular in, you know, if you play rec league, like certain rec leagues will have them. But basically, it's something kind of in between a yellow and a red card where you get shown a blue for doing something. You know, I think the example they used was that Chiellini kind of horse collar tackle on Bukayo Saka in the Euros, where he just kind of grabbed him and yanked him down. So if you do like something like way over the top, where it's not really a straight red, but something more severe than a yellow, they'll show you a blue card and you'll go sit out for 10 minutes in what they're calling a sin bin, which kind of reminds me of Bernie Mac in Friday when he said, "This is the sinny sin sin." You know, I know Julio, you might have benefited from a blue card in your day, and what are your thoughts on this? Because it's kind of crazy.
Honestly, it's like this is like where Sunday League meets pro.
Yeah.
Because usually, like then he just sub you out when you get a yellow card. In some of these Sunday leagues, but I don't like 10 minutes. I do not, because 10 minutes could really hurt a team.
Yeah.
So at that point, you're putting, like, you're taking away from the game, because there's a lot of bad yellow cards. There's a lot of bad red cards. We don't want to see a bad blue card affect the game. So I'll say 5 minutes. 5 minutes, like, 5 minutes. 2 minutes.
Five minutes.
We can even do 2 minutes. Like, Sunday league, like, 2 minutes, you got to sit out and they come in.
Yeah.
Probably if you do two blue cards, you probably sit out 5 minutes, but I think, yeah, like 10 minutes, 5 minutes is a little bit too much time. If it's like 2 minutes, it would be great. It's like a power play in hockey.
Yeah.
So right. It's pretty cool. So if they execute it correctly, I think it could be a good rule. If they don't, it could be a bad rule. Because like sometimes you give red cards to like star players and you really affect the game from
right,
there.
Right.
So this can benefit the game in a way that a lot of the stars just sit down, still helping the team that the foul got committed to. By making them sit down a time, but I don't think 5 to 10 minutes will be good enough time. That's a lot of time a game.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for odds, stats, trends, and lines from all your favorite sports. You can access the world's best wagering information anytime from your desktop or mobile devices. So head to Bet Online today to stay updated on all the action. Bet Online, the game starts here. the counter argument to that is don't commit a blue card foul, which, you know, I mean, 10 minutes is pretty severe. It is pretty significant. But I feel like the whole point of this is for it to be something more significant than a yellow, which at times people just take a yellow to take a yellow. I mean, you know, Sergio Ramos made a career off of that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I hate soccer coaches. Like, when you need to take a smart yellow because, like, on a counterattack, that's a pro foul. Shut up.
Meanwhile, dude's getting up. He's got a 4-inch gash in his
shit.
See,
this guy got a future. It's a pro foul.
But I mean, like, it is changing the rules, which has not always gone down well with fans, with players. Anytime, you know, you introduce a new rule change, I mean, VAR is probably the biggest one. And that even that still is
not 100% correct. Like, if 1-0 is that does not make a difference in the
right.
game.
So, yeah. That's the thing about the rollout, right? Where VAR, I feel like they kind of just threw it out there. The whole like procedure and all the things that come with the VAR, because I mean, replay works in sports. Like, we've seen it in, you know, especially American sports. Like, the NFL's got it down. Major League Baseball, it's kind of, you know, there. Same with basketball. But soccer is much more nuanced than those sports. And like you said, like, now they're changing the offside rule to where I think you have to be, your full body has
to be off, body.
Right?
But, like, shout out to the MLS because they implemented new rules for this upcoming season. But they started with their MLS Next League.
Right.
So they tested it out there, and
so that's what they're trying to do with the blue card is they're trialing it in lower leagues, and I think it's going to take maybe a year for them to trial it out. They're going to see how it goes. If it works, maybe. I mean, I think FIFA even said, like, you know, the whole fact that this is going to come soon is false. Like, they said that to refute some reports that were coming out about, you know, blue cards are coming to the game soon. So this is not going to happen anytime, you know, in the near future, maybe, you know, a few years down the road. But they're going to trial it out. They're going to take their time because I think they have to, because they can't just throw it out there. And even it was something with VAR, like, I'm sure that there's a lot of thought put into that. And still you see these kind of questionable decisions.
Yeah, because there's the law and the spirit of the law.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, if you're swinging a hand and, like, two fingers are, sure, like, offside.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be offside. Like, that doesn't make much a difference.
Yeah. And then even now, there's still, like, dispute over what is offside. Was he offside? And there's where it's not clear and overt, where, like, a guy, like, looks like he probably is offside and they can't make the call because of what the call was on the field. Like, it messes with the flow of the game. Like, you know, refs are very hesitant to call, raise the flag, whereas before, you know, it sped things up. And now, like, it's gotten to the point where, like, you watch a goal being scored and you don't know whether to celebrate, right?
Not,
So this is something that's very serious, obviously, and I don't think that I don't know if it'll have the same impact that VAR did.
No, I think VAR should be more like the NBA. Let the play happen. You know how the NBA, they call a call,
and
they let the play, they can challenge it afterwards, or they can be, but if the ref can't see it or, like, make a decision, like, he has the power to be like, play stands, even though there's one angle that shows that.
Yeah.
It might look a little weird that it might be the wrong call, but I feel like it should be more like that.
Yeah, I am, like, the idea of things like that are, they appeal to me because I want the right call to be made. But then when they do things like this, it's, I don't know. So hopefully the rollout
I'm
of this
down
rule.
For human mistake.
Yeah, right. The human aspect
of the game, that brings a lot. Like,
I mean, Diego Maradona's goal doesn't happen. Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, countless things.
Messi had one with Barcelona as well. Yeah, so, like, yeah. A lot of those goes, like, we should let the human make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because it brings a little bit more, like, barbershop talk. Like, you know he messed up. Like, oh, what kind of ref? Sure. And then, like, conspiracy goes, like, you know Real Madrid. They just did it because Real Madrid is a big team. Or, like, all those conspiracy big teams get more calls than the little team. So I like the let the human aspect be a factor into the game.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm. It says here 26-27 would be the earliest before it can enter.
It better be after the American World Cup. They better not tarnish this World Cup with a dumb rule.
Yeah. So that's what we're possibly looking at. I mean, 26-27. That's not that far down the road, but
I might have two kids by then.
Hey, I mean,
I don't know who yet, though.
With who, yeah.
We'll figure it out. We got some time.
But are you going to adopt? There's always that option.
There you go. I won't be a stepfather.
Yeah. You'll be the father that steps up.
Hey. Yeah. Shout out to me.
You mentioned the World Cup. More big news.
New Jersey.
We were wrong.
You said it. You said it. You were like, it should be a New Jersey, if anything. If it's not going to be LA, it should be a New Jersey or a Miami.
Sure.
So shout out to Ramsey.
I mean, so for further context, a couple weeks back, we did a big part of our episode was talking about the rumors that the...
And we said it was a rumor.
We did say it was rumors.
And a lot of people said, like, oh, you guys are idiots. No, we said it was a rumor.
We did say it was rumors, but we were kind of talking about it like it already happened. So I will, you know, maybe admit to some kind of fault there, but still, like, we're trying to entertain people here. You know what I mean? We can't, we have a responsibility, right? So the World Cup final, not in Dallas like we initially might have thought, but it's going to be in New Jersey, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. What are your thoughts on this? Because I think, Dallas, you made a case for Dallas. You said that, you know, this is a historic city.
TikTok agreed with me as well.
And TikTok, you know, shout out to TikTok, but they were also saying that, because in that TikTok clip, I don't think that we had your point that, you know, Dallas is actually a really good, you know, as of a history with the game. We cut that part out because, you know, we're on a time crunch on TikTok. We got a minute max.
We got things to do.
Yeah,
Ramsey's busy. He can't be editing his cuts all morning.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But they were kind of coming at us like, you know, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. Dallas is this. And I was like, I wanted to kind of comment back, but it's like, you know, listen to the full episode. So, guys, if you're coming from a TikTok clip, thank you. One, two, we appreciate it if you just kind of listen to what we have to say, because I'm not going to say that we're the most knowledgeable fans of the game, but we do know what we're talking about for the most part. I will say
80%
that.
Of the time.
Yeah, you know what I mean. There is a bit of yapping that does go on the show, hey, but I mean, come on, it's a podcast. Like, let's
drink sometimes.
Yeah, right. So. New Jersey. What are your thoughts?
For the visitors coming in, it's a great thing to have a World Cup, especially in New York. They are known for like being able to host people from all other countries. Like something they're good at is bringing people from other countries, making them feel at home. So, on that aspect, I think it is a good choice. But as a soccer fan, like a U.S. soccer fan. A person from that watches soccer from this side of the waters, what real history is there in New York, like New Jersey, New York, for soccer?
For soccer, that's okay. So that's one thing. Obviously, I think I don't know exactly. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, the Metro Stars have an iconic history. Yeah.
Jersey was fire.
Yeah, right. They have a great jersey. You know, there are some great players that have played in New York, whether New York City FC or Red Bulls.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the first. Like, there's a vibrant soccer culture in New York City.
Yeah, because it's a
because
lot.
Because it's just because it's New York City.
Shout out to the Five Aside Pod.
Like, yeah.
They have a lot of people from, like, different parts of the world, from islands to Polish people to like Europeans.
I mean, it's one of the most diverse cities in the world.
It's a melting pot.
But so your argument is that there isn't a big connection to the city when it comes to soccer history.
I might be wrong. New York, is there any real ballers that came out of New York besides Hurt right now, play for Leeds?
Adams? Tyler Adams?
Tyler Adams. Like,
yeah. Tyler Adams. I think Timothy Weah, you know, he grew up in New York, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
I don't think that's as important, right? And this was your case with Dallas, was that, you know, there's a lot of soccer history, but I don't think that's important. I think as long as there is
a vibe. New York is a vibe for it.
That there is not just a vibe, but like a rich culture and understanding of an appreciation of the game in the city.
They do have a lot of soccer.
And so they do, and I think New York City does have that. And I think it's a very fitting city to have that. Anything, really. Like in New York City, anything, like there's something for everyone there, you know? Whereas something like Dallas, like a city like Dallas, I mean, we discussed this, like, I don't know what Dallas is known for. I don't know what Dallas is known. When you think of New York, like, images come to mind. Like, there are like legitimate things that I can picture in my head about New York City. When Timberland, it's Dallas,
puffy jackets, Dipset.
Yeah, exactly. Cameron in the purple mink. You
Rockefeller.
Got the, yeah, exactly. So, but Dame when I think Dash of Dallas people. Does not evoke any images in my head, and that was my argument against Dallas. Despite the fact that they do have a rich soccer history, and even though I'm pretty sure that there is, you know, that there have been talent-wise a lot of footballers that have come out of New York City. I can't name them off the head, but besides Tim Weah,
might have because he's
and I think Gio Reyna too. Gio Reyna was an NYCFC guy.
There you go. Yeah. My bad, New York.
Yeah,
you're.
Yeah. I think that there are certainly aspects of New York City that make it.
That'll be the easy answer, though. Like, New York, easy answer just because of, like, the nightlife, everything. But
yeah, it's
give me a wild card for, like, a World Cup final. That's all I want.
So you wouldn't have been happy no matter what. Yeah. Unless it was in L.A. That was the only. Yeah. He's going to have something to say about anybody.
Yeah. Hey, we're spoiled. Like, L.A. is spoiled. And it sucks to be a fan from L.A. because you're used to glory at all times. So when things like this happen, you're just salty about everything. LA versus everybody. Forget you guys.
Yeah. So I want to be on the record and say that New York City or New Jersey is a good choice for the final. And I do think it'll be a better venue than Dallas would be, even though I think Dallas would have been a good, in the end, it would have put together something that would be, you know, vibrant and rich and have a lot of value to it. But
yeah.
I think I'm happy that it's going to be in New Jersey now because of the proximity to New York and because, you know.
We get to go this time.
And we get to go. And we're going to be there. Putting that out there into the universe. But speaking of L.A., we didn't get – I don't even think we got a semifinal.
We got a quarterfinal.
We do have a quarterfinal and a round of 16 and a round of 32.
The opening game as well.
Opening game, opening U.S. men's national team game, I think. The opening game's in the Azteca.
I didn't read the fine print.
I know.
I'm mad again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Who got the opening game?
Azteca in Mexico City. Mexico City's getting the opening game at the Azteca. If you would have been awake for the call that we did, you would have – we won.
Hey, shout out to the pod.
Yeah, so Bridget was supposed to be here, actually. It was a last-minute thing where she wasn't. So we were all going over this, you know, what we're going to talk about on the pod. And halfway through, I just hear snoring. And at first, I thought it was my dog because I have a half-pit bull, half-bulldog, and he snores.
I'm outside all the time.
Like he has bills to pay, you know. And then I realized that it's coming from – the call is coming from inside the house. You know, it's from my headphones. And Bridget goes, oh, is Julio sleeping? And that was wild. It was crazy.
You know what? I'm in this golf journey. I've been overdoing it.
Blame golf. Sure.
Okay. No, I'm not saying it's golf's fault. I feel like you guys are interfering with my golf.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, yeah, okay. So we're second to golf, which I understand, honestly. Like
that, it's an addiction that I'm
So the Azteca is getting the opening game.
That's a good.
Which is, to me, I think Mexico in by far got the short end of the stick when it comes to I think 75% of the games are in the U.S. and then the other quarter are split between Canada and Toronto because BMO field does not have a big capacity. I think they're expanding it to like 48,000 right now. It's less than 40 right now, but they're working on expanding it. But because I think they're only getting a round of 32, so they're only getting one knockout round game, which to me is crazy, but I think it's good. I'm happy that Mexico got the opening game because I think they deserve probably more games than they got.
You know what? Like now I've been seeing like pictures of the stadium and like that Monterrey Stadium in Mexico.
That view
is crazy. Yeah. Yo, like you see the mountains. If like I think that's in the bucket list. I always said that I want to go to the Mexican game, Argentina, like whatever. Like just seeing that stadium, like imagine experiencing like seeing the fans going crazy. And seeing that amazing drop top. So if it's like a 4 p.m. game where the sun starts setting, how amazing can that stadium look?
Yeah. I mean, every 6 months it seems that some tweet goes viral about that stadium.
Yes.
And, you know, it's gotten kind of like it's the same photo over and over again. But, that does not take away from the beauty at all. And I think Monterrey is getting –
They're getting a
knockout round. Yeah.
They're
getting group stage, and they're getting a knockout round. I think the only host city that's not getting a knockout round is Guadalajara. So
And at the Omni Life.
Yeah, yeah. So Toronto is getting one. I think Vancouver is getting two or three. And then Mexico City, I think, has one or two knockout round games.
If I have to go, to, if Urban Page wants to send somebody to the Toronto game, that's going to be me.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks that the biggest city in Canada is not getting that many. I think they're getting six total matches, but only one group stage.
The World Cup knows what it's doing because drunk people in Toronto seeing all them beautiful women. It's going to be a problem.
You don't know how to behave yourself.
Nope.
That's crazy. But, I mean, so L.A., I'm happy that we're getting the U.S. men's national team.
That's great because that's our backyard. They usually don't do they don't do American games here just because of the high Hispanic population that we have here. So Mexico, USA, usually are the games that usually go to finals. And they decide to go to Ohio or different.
Yeah, it's always somewhere in the middle of the country, yeah, like Minnesota. They've been to Columbus like 45 times.
Because the last time they had the game here in the Rose Bowl, yeah, like
it was like 80-20.
It was Mexico fans over U.S. fans, so I get it. Like you don't want to feel like an outsider in your home.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good for like L.A. soccer culture because we do have a rich U.S. fan base as here as well.
Yeah.
We got about 2 years now. Like to fix our chance. Ramsey's been saying it for a while. All you soccer fans, U.S. soccer fans, you got chance suck. We got to step it up.
We need to, yeah.
We believe we can win.
We need better chance. I know that we even came up with one a while back when we were talking about this. That one was fire. So we need better chance, better transport, to the stadium because SoFi, it's massive, but there needs to be, I think, more streamlined in and out of.
I'm 20 minutes away from the stadium, so I will be charging $150 per parking spot
and per couch.
Yeah.
Like every single sleeping. Oh, spot. Yeah, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
We started fixing stuff now. We gotta
Airbnb
get some
Airbnb
and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Well, Mama gotta get out the house. We ready Airbnb in her room. Like, I gotta get out of Airbnb in my room.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that'll cover our hotel for the week. You know what I mean? So
for the final.
So we're gonna go East Coast trip come 2026. We will be at East Rutherford at MetLife Stadium. Bring the vibes. But
I'm wearing all black Tims
in the summer. It's gonna be July. It's gonna be hot
with jean shorts, denim shorts.
Oof. No, you gotta get the boneless Tims. Have you seen those? The ones with like the, it's like a like really slim sole. So normally like they're big and they're thick and chunky. Like they have like a light version of the, they call them boneless. But yeah, and
shout out to the people in the early 2000s wearing Tims in LA. We all wanted to be like Dipset and
yeah, that's true. That is
why
true.
There was no reason we should have ever wore Tims in this side of the world.
There's unless you're like
country,
unless you're like working construction.
Yeah, but
no,
definitely. We was in high school.
You're like
wearing jerseys, denim shorts.
You're in seventh grade.
Seventh grade, yeah. I remember
thinking like, yo, where do you get boots like that? Because the ones at Foot Locker were lugs. They had the lugs.
No, they had the Colorados. It was like they had was it Colorados? They had like Foot Locker had their own brand of like boots, and it was two for one or buy one get one half price.
Yeah, yeah, and they did that with the lugs too. They had
the Birdman lugs were crazy.
Yeah, I mean, so it's gonna be a lot of Tims at MetLife. We'll get Dipset going. We'll get Rockefeller going.
More
we'll
some Uptowns.
Some ASAP Mob going. Uptowns, yeah. I mean, Uptowns are classic. I never call them Uptowns because that's just not my vocabulary.
Call Air Forces.
Air Forces, you know. Forces.
Forces.
Yeah, yeah. So
I heard some people call them Airs, and I think that sounds crazy.
No, Airs is different because that could be anything. It could be the Air Maxes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Air Jordans, you know. So, moving on to some other headlines. Before we move on, is there anything else that you want to get
shout out to the East Coast.
Miami and Atlanta are both getting semis too, and I think Miami's getting a third place game too. So
that's
big
great
wins,
cities.
Big, yeah,
Miami
big wins for those
and Atlanta. So yeah, I'm hyped. Like every year that comes up, like I get hyped. The the Gold Cup's around the corner, Copa America's around the corner.
Yep.
So I'm like, rumors have it that we might have the Women's World Cup here. So
yeah, yeah.
So like I don't know. I'm just like literally just getting more hyped about soccer as it comes on. I can't wait, honestly.
Yeah, right now it's kind of a weird time right now because there's not of a lot of games to be going to.
Even MLS is going on right now.
Yeah, exactly. So MLS is still in the offseason. I mean, we're obviously watching a lot of the games that are going on in Europe and in Liga MX as well. But we're going to have a very busy summer. And we're going to have to make a lot of plans because between Copa America, Leagues Cup, MLS, the Olympics, or that's obviously not going to be here, but we're going to be watching that. The Euros are going to be this summer, so it's going to be a wild summer this year that I'm looking forward to very much. So it's going to be kind of like a taste of 2026.
Yeah, all you soccer fans that are talking about more soccer, you're going to get sick of it. All you wives that are with husbands that love soccer, y'all are going to probably get divorced.
Or the other way around too. Or the
woman that enjoy your soccer husband don't get the support. Yeah, yeah, I might get divorced. Yeah. It's gonna be a fun time. It's gonna be a fun time for you U.S. soccer fans.
Yeah,
which I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. But moving on. The
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The news I wanted to get to was LAFC. You're very dear. LAFC made a big announcement.
The prof is back?
Yeah, he's back. We'll speak on it. Why don't you speak on it?
No, Tuesta, like, honestly, favorite player for the first 3 years of LAFC. Had vision, has it all, like, literally in that middle. But now you pair him up with a Tillman and an Ely. Like, I like this move. It's a silent move because he's not a big name, but it's an amazing move. Like, yeah. To soccer pundits, I've spoke about it. A lot of fans are saying, like, this is a low-key good move, like a sleeper move. It shows gives LAFC more depth in that middle. I'm saying, like, again, with Tillman, Ile, and him. It's great. We lost some players, but...
Yeah, Kellen recently signed with Chicago.
I read this morning, it was still rumored. I don't know if it's...
Is that not official yet?
I've not heard done deal yet, but okay. It's strong possibilities there.
Yeah, so by the time this airs, he could be in Chicago. I thought it was... I might have misread that, but... Thorington even announced that in that press conference last week that he's not going to be back. So best of luck to him wherever he lands, because that run that he had here in LA, it was only two seasons, right?
But like the amount of soccer he played.
But both seasons he played here, he went to the final. Yeah,
First season he came here, he was a real vital part of that team. Yeah. Coming from a World Cup. Not coming from a World Cup.
He was building up to
the World Cup, being a U.S. player that played.
He was playing like crazy minutes.
He played
like
the most minutes in the whole national team.
Season, yeah.
Plus coming to LAFC, had playing all them finals. It's crazy. Shout out to Kalen. He's gonna like I said last episode. This time he's getting rest. A healthy Kalen's gonna be a scary Kalen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good luck to him wherever he goes. But Atuesta in the middle, it's gonna bring a player that can give that through ball in the middle, that can feed a Boanga. Feed Oliveira, like, hopefully Vela comes back, a guy that can feed a Vela.
Yeah.
We still don't know what's up with Vela, but it's gonna be a player that helps us in attacking front. Something like Sifu before Sifu like dropped a little game.
Right.
When Sifu was just going forward and doing a lot. So yeah, it's a great sleeper move.
Yeah, and I know we talked about it last week a little bit, but just talking about trusting the process, and I know for a little bit we were a little bit worried of if they were going to be able to kind of pull things off, and you know, Thorington did his thing, and you got your season tickets, and so overall, how would you grade LAFC's off season?
B minus. The reason I say that is because we still got two DP spots open.
Yeah.
So there's so much more. improvement that can be made. Of course, and I've been telling everybody this, this window, usually there's no good players that come out of this window. Wait for that July. I think we have a good roster to compete for a playoff spot. We could compete for a championship with the correct two DPs, whether it be a Vela or somebody, a center forward. Like we tried it with Gomez, didn't work out, sent him back to Spain. We haven't had a real center forward since. Dang.
Honestly,
Chicho.
Yeah, Chicho. Chicho was
a dog, but
yeah. But he wasn't like a traditional striker.
Yeah,
like,
but he made a big difference.
He made a huge difference, but it wasn't in the way like you know, your number nine that you think like a big, imposing, strong. You know?
That's what we're looking for. We want somebody being imposed, but he was not. Yeah, like you said, not a traditional guy, but
I loved him. I love watching him play, and I still do love watching him play. Which is like absolute just dog. Like he's getting in people's faces every time he's on the field. It seems like, you know, he's making some kind of impact, yeah. and like the camera's always on him, whether he's like falling to the ground, making a great play, like getting into it with a referee or to with one of the other players. Yeah. You know, someone like that guy, I feel like they missed a little bit when he left. So we'll see if they can fill that spot.
And that thrust us back for his ring, because out of that core of people that we loved, Rossi got a, not with us, but he got a ring. Christian Martinez with Columbus as well. Brian Rodriguez got one with us before he left to America, I believe, or I might be mistaken. Dude,
I think he left. I don't think he was on that team, on the championship team. I don't think he was.
Oh, he might not have been.
I don't think he was.
I think he was.
He might have left mid-season.
I think he left like the
winner. After the championship?
Yeah, if you want to look it up real quick.
Okay, let me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but Atuesta, I think he deserves a ring. He was a big part of that team. Getting into it, Ochoa in that semifinal, like he deserves to come back. He built this team as well, and he deserves to have a ring too. So he's back. Hopefully, we can bring two more players that can help him get his ring. Because from the originals that we all liked, he's one of the ones missing for a ring.
Yeah, he left 2022 to America. So. He was on loan, right? They sent him out on loan, and then August 2022 they sent him. So he wasn't on that. He might have got a ring because he was still playing on the team.
All right, no, yeah,
but he wasn't on the team while they won the championship. Huh. He was playing for America. Yeah.
There's a lot of drinking going on that playoff game.
Yeah, right. And I don't think he even really kind of lived up to the billing that he, like, because when he came in, it was like, okay, this guy's a national team level player for Uruguay.
He was a wonder kid.
Yeah, right, exactly. Young guy. And then he never really found his role. I think they, there's a lot of competition for those forward spots with IFC all the time, no matter what. And so he never really, like, came into, like, that.
We got another wonder kid coming up, the Venezuelan kid.
Yeah. So I feel like he's, The clips I've seen him play with the national team.
And I think that's everybody. Nobody knows this kid, but
right.
Every time you pop up his name, it's a article about he's the next best thing. A lot of rumors saying that.
How old is he? Is he 20?
I think he's 18.
Sheesh.
Yeah. And all the rumors I read is basically like he goes to LAFC because of LAFC Bayern Munich connection. He's only going to be there for a year or so, and he's going to leave to Bayern.
Mm.
So that's a great theory, honestly. I never thought about it that way. And, like, and that's if you're coming to give us 2 years of soccer here, for that, and the LAFC has him to 2028.
Mm-hmm.
So
if he can do that and they can establish, because I don't feel like they haven't really established that connection with Bayern yet. So, and even Bayern fans were like kind of rejecting the whole LAFC partnership.
Yeah.
Because I mean, German soccer fans are on another level, right?
Crazy.
Yeah. So they ride or die for their club, and I could see where they're coming from, and you know, saying like, you know, we don't accept this, we don't recognize this partnership.
It'll be a good thing though. But imagine the possibilities of like, because a lot of these big teams, they slowly integrate all these new players. But if we can find that like that connection where we can develop the players here and then send them over there.
That's a pitch that they would be able to have that no other team could do. So I think that – I don't know if they can be able to do that, but if they're able to prove that, you know, this is a viable option where come here for a couple years, develop your talent, we'll send you over to Bayern Munich, you know,
It is an option. Look at our players. But there,
I don't know if anyone's gone to a club the size of Bayern yet. But I mean, they do. I mean, they have pushed on players.
Said the biggest stars we've had didn't develop in MLS. Like if Lucius didn't play MLS.
That's true.
So yeah, this could be the first of its kind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, by all means, like I'm open to.
I'm here for this.
But yeah, so I think that by the way things look, it's going to be a new look team, right? I don't know.
It's about time. I think it's 6 year stretch with like basically the same core. It's time for a change.
I mean, I think they shuffled it up a little bit. The last couple seasons. The last 2 years, there was a lot of continuity, like between those two teams. Obviously, you know, we talk about Chicho leaving a massive part, but for the most part, the majority of the championship team was still on the roster in 2023. But now it's going to be the first shuffle around since maybe like the 2019. What year did they not make the playoffs? So 2019? 2019 is the year they went to the Champions League final, right?
Yeah, and then they got Seattle.
Yeah. And so, or was that the Supporters' Shield year?
Supporters' Shield, they made it to the final, and then they were out
in the
Seattle
quarterfinals. Or like, yeah.
We were at that game.
Yeah, so, I think this year, you know, you said B minus. I think that's a fair grade. I don't know what the bar is going to be for LAFC this year. I think that we can expect them to be for sure a competitive team because there's a lot of quality there, but it might take a year or two to kind of, you know, push to competing for trophies. Whereas last year, they rightfully so were competing for 6 trophies, yeah, and they made it to 3 finals. And I mean, they didn't win them, but they were still very competitive, and they had the right to set the bar that high. This year, I don't know if they have they're not going into the year saying like, "Yo, we're running it back. We're gonna come back to the MLS Cup final. We're gonna win." That's obviously their mentality and their goals, but I don't know if that would be a realistic bar to set.
Yeah, I feel like in the last few years they've been signing a lot of proven players. This year they opted out for just a lot of prospects, a lot of good prospects, a lot of people that they talk highly about. Like I said, the Campos kid, the Mexican kid, they're saying that he had a lot of European offers, but they sent him here because we gave him a better offer than any other European team that would have gave him. The Venezuelan kid, back to the Bayern Munich connection.
Yeah.
Juan Pablo Angel's son, Thomas Angel. They were saying he was a prospect to go to Europe. Didn't get into some likings with some of the coaches that he had. Well, the coach he had for the team that he played for, he came here on a free transfer, but they're saying this kid has the potential to go to Europe as well.
Yeah.
So we have 3 unproven players that that can basically be big time for the team.
Yeah, and a lot of people get upset, right, when especially players that they root for and players that they want to see succeed at the highest levels, they get upset when they choose MLS over going to Europe. But I do think, I will say this, I do think it's a good look for the league and for LAFC where – players are turning down European offers to come here because it's a better offer. They're able to offer, something that these European teams, and for the most part, or I'm not going to speak generally, but a lot of the European, second tier teams, that's not an easy situation to go into. And to be at the point where you're entertaining these conversations, whereas before it's like, yo, I need to get to Europe. Like, I'm trying to get to Europe. I'm going to Europe. Now it's like, okay, maybe I can play in MLS for a little bit. I make a little bit more money. I'm playing a little bit better conditions, and then I can go to Europe. That's still a realistic possibility. I think that's a great look for the league because now we're starting to get players that are younger, that are very capable, that would be going to, maybe a Belgian league, maybe a championship, maybe like a League Two or a Liga B, and then make their jump to the first team or to a first division side. But instead of doing that, they're going to MLS. So I think that's a good sign for the league, where we're able to develop players to the point where going to a first division, like top European team, is realistic.
Yeah, but this could be scary too for the American player because if we're trying to bring just South American talent, where are our players? We have
they're taking our jobs, man. They're taking our jobs.
Build the border. No, but it is true though because when are we going to, like, for some reason, a lot of coaches, a lot of players, they see the South American type. Oh, he's coming from like a Palmeiras Academy, whatever. They gave more value to those players opposed to our American players that our academies are not any bum academies either. Right. We go to youth tournaments and we're not the worst academies in any world youth tournaments. They are like back to Dallas Cup. They have brought Palmeiras teams, Barcelona's. Mm-hmm. The list goes on, and there was years when the American youth teams.
Yeah. Real Madrid is sending teams to Dallas.
So, and there has been tournaments. I know a few guys that have won it. So, like, I don't think they're playing soccer anymore. But, it shows that we got to get academies as well.
Yeah. But counterpoint, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
So now that these American players were used to being like, okay, I'm going to go with an academy and then I'm going to get an easy spot in MLS. Now it's like they have to raise their game even higher. So that's going to be – it's overall, like, it's going to make it tougher for them, but that's better for the league. It's going to make the barrier of entry higher and to the point where it's like, you know – going to college, playing Division I college is not enough to get to MLS.
And Division I college was never enough. Shout out to Buchanan, though.
It was for a long time. It was.
But that's
it
was, the league was a joke.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now to the point where like you have to go to the academy, and not only do you have to go to the academy, but you have to be one of the best players in the academy just to make it to an MLS roster. Yeah. And I think that's where the league needs to be. It needs to be hard to get into MLS, whereas before it was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to join an academy. I'm going to play well. Maybe I'm going to have some European offers. But if not, I can always join the first team. And now that's not going to be a sure option because the global talent is starting to gravitate towards MLS instead of towards a lower league European side.
Yeah. Oh, and we have talked about two other sleeper signings that LAFC did. They got Segura back, before he I think he turned his meniscus or they never really announced what it was, but he was out for a year. Now he's back. There's been reports that he's been looking amazing in camp. The Italian kid, I forgot his name, but we signed him last year to second team. He was a Juventus Academy player.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, I vaguely remember
and
that.
And then this year he got moved up to a first team contract. Chiellini becoming a coach advisor. For the soccer development coach. Yeah. So you're having a young talent plus a guy that knows the game. I don't know. I think LAFC, there's none of the players that everybody likes, but I think they have a good team coming up. And LA Galaxy doesn't have any bums on their side either. So I went to go see their preseason game this Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have some players with them as well.
Yeah.
So the Austin FC guy they signed, he's a baller. I forgot his name already, but he's a baller, and it's gonna be a good year for like El Tráfico.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be one sided like he was. Like Galaxy going up, Galaxy thinking about all we gotta do is beat LAFC for us to have a good season. No, it's gonna be two competing teams that are competing for like to go far in the playoffs. So it's gonna be a good year for LA soccer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And we're gonna get into the MLS preview next week. So next week we're gonna kind of dive into what we're looking forward to, teams to watch, upset alerts, teams that are gonna disappoint. All that we'll get into next week. But before we go, Julio, what's your song of the week? What's the best song you listened to this week?
Ooh, I don't have a good song. I think all my songs are just old school songs.
I mean, throw it in there. It doesn't need to be new.
Lucy Pearl Tonight.
Okay. All right. There you go. Yeah. That's classic. That's some Russ Westbrook.
That wasn't Lucy Pearl Tonight. The one that Russell Westbrook was dancing to was the other one. I want a group. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. It's
still a good Lucy Pearl song.
Right.
Though.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. Just
what's your song? Though?
My song. There's a new Bad Bad Not Good song that came out last week. They're kind of like they're like hip hop, like but there's a lot of jazz influence to it. This was a kind of out of left field. I think it's called Take What You're Given. I'll play that on the Alexa when we get out of here. But
for this month, I usually wait for Tiny Desk to bring.
Oh yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like they had Charlie Wilson last
Dude,
year.
Tiny Desk has been on a roll with. There's the Scarface was crazy.
Juvenile.
Juvenile went crazy. Action Bronson.
We never thought we needed.
Yeah, Juvenile was that's
Bring
one of the
me
best
a Childish
ones.
Gambino to like Tiny Desk.
Yeah. Childish, he just on a new show, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
It's good. I watched the first two episodes.
Childish Gambino, give me Chingy. Give me
Chingy.
I don't care. Just give me early 2000. After Juvenile, I feel like there's a lot of possibilities with everybody.
Yeah, it's a new way to kind of reopen that door of
the give music. Give me Plies.
Plies.
I want to hear Busted Baby.
I don't know if Plies has the ability to rap.
So if Scarface can do it.
I've seen his TikToks or like his Instagram lives. He's wild. He's wild.
Plies. Like, I'm going to tag you on this. Plies for Tiny Desk. I don't care.
All right. Yeah, we got to wrap things up. But this has been the Urban Mitch Podcast, The Beautiful Game of Life. Thank you for those of you guys who have been listening. Bridget will be back next week. We miss her. But, Julio Matarosa, I'm Ramsey Abushala. We're out of here.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.